Now that Chuck says we can begin. Hi, my name is Jerry Harrington. I'm a sales and marketing public relations manager with Pioneer. And for those of you who were at the Farm Progress Show last year, we introduced a program called IMPACT. And that was a program that was dedicated toward research, product advancement on the local level. And this year, we'd like to announce a new program that has already been started and will be intensified over the next few years that concentrates additional research, but this time on the agronomic side, on the local level. So to discuss this new program, I'd like to introduce Kurt Clausen, Agronomy Sciences Director.
Well, thanks, Jerry. It's really a privilege for me to announce this initiative that is really going to allow Pioneer customers to even have access to even more local agronomic information. So we're calling these people agronomy trials managers, and I think that's a lot of what they do, is do agronomy trials that help customers understand how our products respond to different management. So the focus is really local, and I'll talk a little bit more about the scope of this effort, but it's really to address local needs. It's product-focused. I mean, that's really what we want to get to customers is how best to manage our products. And then innovative. And innovative doesn't mean way out there, kind of unrealistic type stuff, but it is going to push the envelope. We really need to think, how do we increase yields? How do we make farmers more profitable? And that's really what Pioneer is all about and has been about since our inception in 1926. It's really about local crop management, innovation, and knowledge. And it's really expanding the resources of the Agronomy Science Group. And we really refer to our Agronomy Science Group as a group of professional agronomists in Johnston supporting the people, the teams in the field. And that includes agronomy research managers at each of the business unit sites, and I'll explain that a bit later, and then the agronomy trials managers that are out in the field. So it's really local crop trials to serve customers' needs, help them improve their profitability. We currently have about 20 of these people in place. As Jerry said, this program was initiated about a year ago, and plans are to move that to 40-plus over the next 3 years. And the other thing, too, is we work directly with growers. We don't have a bunch of research equipment that we use. We really work with growers on their farms to use their equipment in most cases to conduct the research. So it really is the next level of enhancing the right product, right acre. I mean, certainly placing the products is the right is very important to get them on the right acre, but then to combine the right management with that right product. So build the customer's awareness of the crop management and demonstrate solutions that work across a range of environments. It's very important, especially when you have a year like this that we're experiencing in Decatur this year in the Decatur area, that's a bit unusual. So how much decisions do you base on what happened this year? You need to look a little bit more broadly. So if we have similar trials outside of the area, it really helps benefit the local people in the following years. And as I mentioned before, the team of scientific experts that we have, not only in our agronomy team but in research, we leverage those to help do the right thing in the field and interpret the information properly. So when you look at the kind of trials, and these are kind of broad statements, but certainly high yield crop systems, that's really important. We've got to increase yield. It's all about yield. It really is. And stand establishment and seeding optimization. And those two are you know, may be planting depth, planting date. Plant population is a big thing. Variable rate seeding, kind of a new frontier that we're really kind of working into. And I think there's a lot of uncertainty around how to approach that. So we're really paying a lot of attention to that. Water utilization, probably appropriate to talk about this year in this area, but you may have heard about the Aquamax hybrids, kind of a next step in drought tolerance in our new corn hybrids. Pioneer's been focused on drought tolerance for many years with a non-transgenic approach, obviously, and Aquamax is also currently a non-transgenic approach, and we like that. Because it fits, it's you don't need regulatory, and the performance in the field is really good. Then others, nutrient management, insect protection, disease protection. You know, foliar fungicides, you know, 15 years ago in the U.S., foliar fungicides on corn were probably not very common at all. Today, it's a pretty common practice, and I think we'll see more things implemented like that as we move to higher and higher yield levels. So I think, you know, just in summary, this is the next level of service to the customer. And if you're familiar with our long look that really drives our company, long look number four is providing helpful management suggestions to our customers to help them gain the most possible profit from our products. That's exactly what this Agronomy Trials Manager effort is really focused on, is really helping our customers manage our products better to be more profitable.